On this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast, we talk to Dr. Nick and Rachel Shelby about a new chiropractic clinic opening on Indy's North Side this December. Don't miss it. Welcome, everyone, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we feature the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, our guests is Rachel and Dr. Nick Shelby. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ryan. We're doing awesome.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. So I'm intrigued. We met a little while back through a virtual networking event, and you're opening your practice here in December. Can you tell us a little bit about the name of your practice and what's new about your approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are opening Hope Chiropractic here in December, and it'll be at the corner of 106th and Michigan, right in the West Carmel, Zionsville area. And we're really looking to bring something new and refreshing to chiropractic here in the Indianapolis area. One of our real passions in life is serving kids and pregnant moms. And so we're really looking to have a young family-focused chiropractic office where we're serving those young kids and pregnant moms and helping them get the results that they want and the health that they deserve. And they're couple of things that we do a little bit differently than what most people might not be used to. You know, one is we're a very technology-driven office. So, for example, we have two pieces of technology that we use during our evaluations. One of them is what we call a nerve evaluation, and one is called a muscle evaluation. And so, for example, the nerve evaluation is this little scanner that we use. You roll it up your back behind one ear and behind the other, and then we get a pretty picture on the screen that shows us exactly where the underlying stress and dysfunction is in the spine and the nervous system. And that is Miss Bella coming to say hello to everybody.
Hi, Pumpkin.
We've had a pet bomb on the podcast.
Yes, we have.
You're a cute, needy girl.
Yes, she is. We love her.
And go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the nice thing about the nerve assessment is that, or the nerve evaluation, oh, here comes Bella.
She just wants to say hi. She's got to be featured.
Hi, Pumpkin.
Miss Bells. All right, now she wants down. Okay.
She's like, enough of that. But the nice thing about that is it's no longer me telling someone else what is wrong. They are now able to see exactly what the underlying issues are. And they become much more involved in that process. And so after that, we'll do a muscle assessment. And very similar, we take two probes, put them down along your back, and it picks up the muscle activity on each side. And so we can see if a muscle's working too hard, maybe not hard enough. And again, instead of me just feeling around, you know, saying, oh yeah, this feels tight, they can actually see and again, become a part of that process. And what we do then is on every single visit after that, we do another nerve assessment. It's the first thing that we do when someone comes into our office, and it tells us how are they doing since their last visit. Are they doing better? Are they doing worse? Are they stuck in a pattern and they're not quite changing? And that tells me as a clinician, well, one, where do I need to adjust? And two, if I need to adjust. Because our ultimate goal is to have someone come in to get assessed that day and for us to say, listen, you're doing so good that the worst thing that we could do is give you an adjustment today.
And these appointments don't take forever. So I know it sounds like a lot, like, oh, we're doing these nerve evaluations every time that you come in. No, I mean, we roll it up your back and then that's it. It takes maybe 20 seconds to do all of that. And then on that initial appointment, another piece of technology that we utilize that maybe people are a little bit more familiar with chiropractic is we do chiropractic x-rays. We say to see is to know, and to not see is to guess. And we never want to guess with your health. So I've been working in chiropractic offices and taking x-rays in offices for a couple years now. And I always like to give this example because some people are like, oh, I don't need x-rays. That's a waste of time, waste of money, waste of resources. Well, I had a guy come in and he had been in a car accident years before. You know, it wasn't a great car accident, but he didn't really have that many symptoms, but he did have some neck pain. And so we did a neck x-ray. Well, wouldn't you know, he had a fracture and a bone in his neck that we would have never otherwise known was there if we hadn't taken an x-ray. You know, he wasn't in such debilitating pain that, you know, it was causing him, you know, to have a level 10 pain, but it was discomfort or it was uncomfortable. So we wanted to see a little bit more about it. And we found that there was a fracture. So we wouldn't have known if we hadn't taken that x-ray. So like I said, to see is to know and to not see is to guess.
And so you are a husband and wife team working together on this practice. So I'd like to ask, what advice do you have for other married entrepreneurs who are in business together?
Communication is key. Making sure that everything is on the table, making sure that you're clearly communicating back and forth, and making sure that you have a system for communicating back and forth.
And make sure that the roles are well established. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be doing a lot of the office work. I'm going to be training the team, or I am training the team. I do paperwork, I do insurance, I do intake, I do patient education. So that way I can leave Dr. Nick to do what he's good at, which is be a chiropractor, be a clinician, look at those x-rays, make care recommendations. And then I do the back office part. Now I'm not a receptionist. That's a big misconception that I get. I'm the office manager because we co-own the office together. And so a big piece of advice is to get those roles listed out, organized. Okay, what are you going to be responsible? What am I going to be responsible for? Okay, do you really want to take over this project, or am I going to take over this project? And we've known that we were going to open up this business for about 4 years. And so we have been planning to open up this business in every single way for the last 4 years. So we started coming to Indy. We started looking at the different areas because we just moved here from Atlanta in June. So we're newer to the area. So we started looking at the different neighborhoods. We started looking at the different demographics of everywhere to see exactly where it was going to be a good fit for us. We have systems and procedures in place. So we try to get as organized as possible. So when our office is open, it's not going to be just like a who's doing what? Like, okay, where's this piece of paperwork? You know, what do I do if someone calls and asks this question? We tried to get that all done in the last 4 years. So when our office is open, we can just be concerned with taking care of people and not worry about the business side of things. Cause that's something really tough when you're doing something like a service, a health related service, is you want to make sure that they're getting the care that they need. And you're also being organized on the back end.
And so since you both are still new to the Indianapolis area, let me ask, what was your driving motivation? What made the decision for you guys to put down stakes here in Indy?
So we had a list of cities that we wanted to be in. And because we were in Atlanta, Georgia, the last couple of years. So really the world was our oyster. We could have gone out to Denver. We could have gone to New England. We could have gone to Columbus, Ohio. But we knew that we wanted to come back to the Midwest because I'm from Toledo, Ohio. Dr. Nick's from Cincinnati, Ohio. We didn't necessarily want to be in our hometowns, but we wanted to be close enough that family Christmases wouldn't be a plane ride away. Or, you know, once we started having kids, they wouldn't grow up too far away from family. So we really started honing in on the Midwest, and Indianapolis popped up on that list. And the only time I'd ever really been to Indy was to come to the Children's Museum. And that's when I was a kid, but I never ever thought I was gonna be an Indiana resident. I didn't ever think I'd call myself a Hoosier, that's for sure. But we started looking into it a little bit more, specifically on the north side of Indy. And we're like, oh, wow, this is a great place to live. There's a lot of things that are new and developing. They're putting a lot of time, energy, money into it. Cost of living is great. People seem to be happy here. Crime is low. So we had a list of things and a list of cities, and Indianapolis checked off all of the things on our list, which again, I'd never expected that. But then we started visiting, and we visited for the first time 3 years ago when Carmel had, I think it's very first, Chris Kindlemarkt, because he was on school break. And so we came during Christmas time, and we were absolutely enchanted. I mean, it was Carmel. There was a little German village. There was ice skating rink, hot chocolate. And we walked around and we were just like, this place puts a lot of care into its city, into events. Like there's just a lot of energy being put here. So we knew it was right for us.
Awesome. And so what advice do the two of you have for anyone who's considering starting their own business?
Do it.
Do it and get organized. Find mentors. we would not be able to do this without the help of mentors. I don't know how I would even know how to scan in a piece of paperwork into our EHR system if somebody hadn't taught me to do it first. So try and get experience in the field, especially if it's something that, you know, it's going to be brand new to you. Maybe if you want to open up a hardware store, go work at a hardware store for a couple of years, you know, and then attach yourself to people who are positive and who are cheering you on. Because the last thing you want to surround yourself with it, when you're doing something as big as opening up a business, is to have people tell you, oh, you know, opening up a business is hard, or 3 out of 4 small businesses close. You're opening up during a pandemic. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. We don't need that kind of negativity in our life. So we try to surround ourselves with positive people who are moving us in the right direction, who help us. So
there was a really great phrase that was sewn into us early on in our journey. And it was imitate, agitate, innovate. Mm-hmm. And so just starting out, instead of recreating the wheel and doing something brand new, find someone who's already successful in the line of work that you want to do and the kind of business that you want to create, and just pick their brain, latch on to them, take whatever you can from them, not just a take, but in a mentorship kind of role, and learn as much as you can. And then as you get open, just do exactly what they did. Mm-hmm. And then once you get into business, you get open, things get rolling, then you can kind of start to agitate that a little bit, make it your own, try some new things. And once you're rocking and rolling, then is the right time to really innovate. Or if you want to do something brand new, that's the best time to do it. But like she said, finding that mentorship has been something really huge for us.
Awesome. And how would our viewers and listeners get in touch with you if they wanted to learn more, or if they're ready to schedule an appointment?
317-973-0304 is our office number. You can give us a call. You can also email at us at info@hopeindy.com. So info@hopeindy.com. We also have a Facebook and Instagram account. Our Instagram account is Hope Indy, and our Facebook is Hope Indy Cairo, C-H-I-R-O.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, Rachel and Dr. Nick, thank you so much for being our guests today. And to everyone watching and listening, thank you for catching this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. Catch our next episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Music, iHeartRadio, or on our website, openinindiana.com/OII podcast. Thanks for listening.